This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A group of hackers has claimed responsibility for yesterday's cyber attack that's affecting the state's website. The homepage at colorado.gov is still down as a result, but state services are functioning. A Russian-speaking group known as Killnet posted on the encrypted messaging app Telegram that it's behind the widespread attack that also hit other state websites across the country. State officials say communities should be prepared for the possibility of even worse cyber attacks that could target water and transit systems. The Clear Creek County Sheriff says he's forming a crisis response team after a deputy shot and killed a 22-year-old this summer. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
A sheriff's deputy shot and killed Christian Glass after he called 911 for help because his car was stuck on a mountain road. Glass told deputies he was extremely afraid and didn't want to get out of the car. No one on the scene that night called any mental health responders for help, even though there are such teams in many nearby counties. In his first public statement, Sheriff Rick Albers calls the Glass incident a, quote, tragedy for everyone, and says they are cooperating with authorities. The Clear Creek County DA is investigating whether to send the case to a grand jury for criminal prosecution. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos are back home tonight for a game against the Indianapolis Colts. Kickoff is set for 6:15 at Empower Field at Mile High. That means commuters should expect more traffic on I-25 in parts of the metro area during tonight's rush hour. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.